In a University of Northern Iowa performance hall, Matt Andrini and Gabor Palatas are playing music they commissioned for a series of pieces titled The Iowa Hungry Percussion Project. Three are written by Iowa composers and the other half by Hungarian. Both Andrini and Palatas are 28-year-old percussion instructors. Last year, while Andrini was planning a visit to see his friend in Hungary, they conceived the idea of commissioning new music.
My concept with this project was to contact various composers, and we gave them a list of instruments and said, we think we'll have this available. We want you to write a piece that expresses you in your voice with these instruments and show us what you have.
The dominant sounds come from marimba and vibraphone, but about 20 other instruments are featured, including the cajon, hand clamps, and Indian Noah bells, which are then electronically processed. Last June, they performed these six pieces in Hungary, a country where Gabor Palatas says contemporary classical music is rare.
When I talk about in Hungary, about this project, it was the very first thing I mentioned to the audience, just find something you like. Because we have six so different pieces. I think there is nobody who like all of six pieces. If there is, we are happy, but I don't think so.
This genre is hard to define because it borrows from many styles. Even so, Andrini says new music like this allows his students to engage better with their instruments.
I feel like a lot of music students and just people in general are losing connection with what's happening in classical music. It doesn't connect to them. And it takes something to get musicians excited. And I hope that my students can see that we're working with these living composers and we're producing something that nobody's ever heard before.
Andrini teaches at the University of Northern Iowa, and Palatas teaches high school-aged students in Kecskemét, Hungary. They say this project was only possible because of the support from their schools, especially having access to expensive instruments. But moving so many percussion instruments is a challenge, and Andrini says this is one of the reasons the tour has only three stops in Iowa.
When I was pitching this project originally, I had several people that were interested from neighboring states, but I really wanted to keep this with a local focus and work with local Iowans and try to get an audience that's interested in something that's happening here.
Andrini says if they can get the funding, next year they want a tour to include other states and countries. Tonight, the Iowa-Hungarian Percussion Project's tour resumes in Burlington at the Capitol Theater and concludes Wednesday evening in Iowa State University's Martha Ellen Tye Recital Hall. In Cedar Falls, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.